creating safe spaces for LGBTQ+ people in recovery? Treatment shouldn't mean hiding who you are. For LGBTQ+ people trying to get sober, safety goes beyond physical protection. It's about being somewhere your identity isn't constantly questioned or treated as less important than your addiction. You need to focus on recovery, not spend energy defending your existence or making other people comfortable with who you are. Lots of programs say they're inclusive. Saying it and doing it are completely different. A rainbow flag on the website doesn't make a place safe. A non-discrimination policy doesn't help if the staff don't actually understand LGBTQ+ issues. Real safety takes more than tolerance. It takes active work to address the specific problems LGBTQ+ people face. Minority stress is real and documented. LGBTQ+ people live with constant stress from discrimination and having to hide. That stress directly contributes to higher substance use rates. Programs that ignore this context miss a huge piece of why addiction happens in LGBTQ+ communities. You can't fix addiction while pretending the surrounding circumstances don't exist. Intake forms tell you a lot. Do they include options besides male and female? Do they ask your chosen name and pronouns? Does everyone on staff actually use that information correctly? When paperwork assumes everyone is straight and cisgender, you know the program wasn't built with LGBTQ+ people in mind. You'll waste energy educating people instead of working on staying sober. Staff need more than good intentions. Counselors who mean well but don't understand LGBTQ+ issues can do real damage without knowing it. They ask invasive questions about your body or relationships. They suggest your identity somehow caused your addiction. They act like coming out is more urgent than not relapsing. This happens when training is inadequate. Safe places have staff who've actually learned about LGBTQ+ experiences. Housing becomes a problem in residential programs, most places separate by gender. That creates immediate issues for trans and non-binary people. Getting placed based on the sex you were assigned at birth instead of your actual gender feels awful and can be dangerous. Getting stuck alone in a single room because staff don't know where to put you is isolating. Safe housing means placement that matches your gender identity, period. Bathrooms shouldn't be a daily issue. Trans and non-binary people shouldn't have to argue about which bathroom they can use or explain themselves every single time. Single-stall bathrooms help some, but that's not really a solution. The actual solution is treating bathroom access as a basic human dignity thing, not something up for discussion. Group therapy stops being helpful when people misgender you or make your identity the main topic instead of recovery work. Being the only LGBTQ+ person there while everyone peppers you with questions or expects you to speak for all LGBTQ+ people isn't therapy. Safe groups acknowledge who you are without making it the focus unless you choose that. LGBTQ+ specific groups make a difference. Other LGBTQ+ people in recovery understand things straight people don't. Dating when the pool of potential partners is tiny. Family rejection connected to both your identity and your substance use. Figuring out how to socialize when bars doubled as your main community space. These conversations need their own time with people who already get it. Family stuff hits different for LGBTQ+ people. Some are in treatment partly because family rejection drove them to substances. Some get pressured to stay closeted to keep getting help paying for treatment. Some have found better family among friends than with relatives. Programs that only work with traditional family structures miss all of this. Safe spaces recognize that family means different things to different people. Medical care gets complicated for trans people on both MAT and hormones. Those medications can interact. Doctors need to understand both systems. Having to stop hormone therapy to access addiction treatment is unacceptable. Safe places coordinate everything instead of making you choose between transition care and recovery support. Mental health treatment has to account for LGBTQ+ realities. Depression, anxiety, and PTSD show up at higher rates. Some people carry trauma from conversion therapy. Even positive coming out experiences create stress. Therapists who try to treat addiction while ignoring all of this aren't really helping. Safe treatment means getting mental health care from people who understand what LGBTQ+ life actually involves. 12-step meetings can be rough. The language is gendered. Higher power talk triggers people who were hurt by religion. Not all rooms welcome LGBTQ+ people openly. Safe programs help you navigate this. They connect you with LGBTQ+ friendly meetings. They help you adapt the program language to what works for you. They validate when parts of traditional recovery culture feel wrong. having other LGBTQ+ people in recovery to talk to matters tremendously. They've dealt with what you're dealing with. You don't have to explain why certain things are hard. They can tell you what helped them. Safe programs create these connections on purpose instead of hoping they just happen. Dating and recovery gets messy when you're LGBTQ+. Standard advice says avoid relationships your first year sober. That advice doesn't account for how identity, community, and relationships overlap for LGBTQ+ people. Safe places acknowledge the complexity instead of applying rules that don't fit. They help you think things through without making you feel ashamed. Confidentiality means more when you're LGBTQ+. Getting outed could cost you your job, your housing, your family. Safe programs take this seriously. Staff understand why you might be careful about what you share and who you share it with. Privacy isn't negotiable. Faith-based programs need extra scrutiny. Some genuinely affirm LGBTQ+ identities, others absolutely don't. If it's religious, you need to know their exact stance before you show up. Discovering mid-treatment that they see your identity as another thing to fix is brutal. Safe places are honest about their values up front. Where the program is located affects safety too. Conservative areas might mean less LGBTQ+ community and more discrimination outside treatment. Cities usually have more resources, but that doesn't guarantee safety. Sometimes rural programs surprise you with how affirming they are. Geography matters less than whether the program has done the actual work. Safe spaces don't just happen once and stay that way. Staff need regular training, not a one-time workshop. Policies need updates as understanding grows. LGBTQ+ clients need to have input on how things run. A program that made safe spaces 5 years ago but hasn't changed anything since probably isn't as safe as they think. Not every program works for every LGBTQ+ person. What's safe for a gay man might not be safe for a trans woman. What works for someone who's been out forever might not work for someone still figuring things out. Safe places recognize this instead of treating LGBTQ+ like one identical group. You should get treatment where being LGBTQ+ isn't seen as a problem or treated like you're an educational opportunity. Providers should use your name and pronouns correctly without constant reminders. Housing should match your gender. Therapy should address the stress of being a minority. Other clients should respect who you are. Recovery shouldn't require hiding yourself. That's what safe spaces do.